ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. Well, today is one of the short Friday episodes, 5 questions in 5 minutes. And who do we have on today? We have Adele Parks talking about her latest book, Just Between Us. And we have Eva Verdi talking about her book, In Bloom. So let's get started. Adele Parks has written Just Between Us, astonishing book. Let me read you the blurb of this one. Kylie Gillingham's disappearance has gripped the nation. The woman with a shocking secret, married to two men at the same time, is missing, presumed dead, and both her husbands are suspects. DC Clements knows the dark side of human nature and that love can make people do treacherous things. You can't presume anything when it comes to crimes of the heart. While Kylie's two husbands remain prime suspects, her sons won't accept that she is dead until a body is found. This scandalous and sad case remains wide open. Stacey Jones lives a quiet life in a small village, nursed by her father as she recovers from illness, shielded from any disquieting news of the outside world. But their reclusive life is about to be shattered. How are these families linked, and can any of them ever rebuild their lives in the wake of tragedy? Very good. Well, let's go and talk to Adele now. Well, it is my absolute pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Adele Parks to talk to us about Just Between Us. Adele, you have 5 questions in 5 minutes. No pressure. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes. That was very succinct. I've got to be that succinct. Go.
Your first question. Can you describe this book for us in under a minute?
This book is about the consequences of a woman going missing. She went under violent circumstances and she might be lost, missing, murdered. We don't know. That's shocking and horrifying enough. But her going missing meant both her husbands, yes, you heard me correctly, both her husbands discovered she is actually, or was actually, a bigamist. And so it's about their families trying to put their lives back together after this huge scandal.
Fantastic. Very good.
Was that a minute?
Under a minute. You're
close enough.
And we should just say that this is, yes, it's a follow-on to another book, but it's also very much a standalone.
100%. Yeah.
So let's go to the second question. Who would this book appeal to? Who would love to read this book?
Lovers of psychological thrillers will enjoy this book. If you like to be presented with a mystery and a bit of a challenge and you want to work it out, because there's plenty of twists and turns, and that's it. Those are the people that will enjoy.
Yes, very
I'm
good.
I'm so conscious of time because I do chat such a lot. Now I'm like,
chatting.
Oh, is that a minute? I keep looking at the clock. I need one of those stopwatches.
Stop looking at the clock. Put something in front of it. Okay, your third question. What do you want us to feel as we read Just Between Us?
It's a book about confliction, because the woman herself is conflicted. She had two husbands. She has this sort of split life. And I think the readers will be conflicted too. They won't know who to sympathize with, who to condemn. They won't know what's happened and who they want to cheer for. But I want them to be moved, and I want them to be excited and a little bit shocked.
And we should just mention as well, I love listening to your books on audiobook. I think they work really well as an audiobook. Is that important for you?
It is. I've got this amazing reader who's read the last couple of books. And actually, it's meant we've been, I'm sure she's just fabulous because we've been put in for a number of awards and the books have hit the tops on the Audible and Apple charts for audio. So, yeah. And I think it's just a really convenient way to consume media. You can do it while you're ironing or running or commuting. And none of us get enough time to get through all the fabulous books we want to read. So it's brilliant.
Great. Right. Your fourth question. Can you give us your favourite major character and your favourite minor character?
Okay. My favourite major character is Dan, which is one of our husbands, which is shocking because that means that I'm coming down on Team Dan. Yeah. And yet I don't in the book necessarily, but Dan's super sexy and he's a bit younger than her and he stays emotionally loyal despite the dreadful things that have happened. He's furious with her, but he sort of stays in love with her. And I think that's pretty special. And my favourite minor character is Tanner, who is this fairly junior policeman. And he's a bit of an idiot in some ways. Luckily for him, he has a great female boss who is guiding him through. And these characters have appeared in other books of mine and will continue to appear in more books of mine. And he continues to develop. And I love watching him develop.
Fantastic. Well, we come to the final question. And when we first talked to you, we asked you about your favourite biscuit, which was sesame snaps. Well, this question is about your favourite drink when you're writing.
Oh, yes. My favourite drink is, this is horrifying for my editor and she gets so cross with me about it, because it's Diet Coke. And she thinks that is literally the devil's own invention. And I think it fuels the books. And I used to drink 3 a day. But then I saw the report from the World Health Organization about the contents. So I really knocked it back and I try and drink sort of 2 a week now. But it was a traumatic process, weaning myself off Diet Coke. I love it.
So if you're not having 3 Diet Cokes a day, is there anything else that's filling in the gaps?
Yes. Are these Equilibra waters, fizzy waters? I think I'm quite addicted to the sound of a tin being opened. And I don't like beer. I think that would be bad if I was drinking 3 beers a day while I'm trying to write. But I love that kind of fizz. It's sort of a little bit exciting and the bubbles are exciting. So that's what I'm drinking now.
Fantastic. Well, it's just been wonderful to talk to you again. Adele Parks, whose latest book is Just Between Us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Philippa. Lovely to be here.
Excellent. And now let's look at In Bloom by Eva Verdi. Let me read you the blurb of this one. Delph has kept herself small and quiet as a form of self-protection ever since the love of her life, Saul's untimely death, left her pregnant and alone at the age of 24. Theirs was such a once-in-a-lifetime love that the loss of her soulmate broke her heart and almost broke her too. Years on, Delph's protective bubble bursts when her daughter Roche moves out of the flat Delph shares with her partner Itzy and in with her estranged nan, Moon. Now that it's just the two of them, the cracks in Delph and Itzy's relationship begin to grow. Feeling on the outside of the bond between her fierce yet flaky tarot-reading mother and volatile martial arts champion daughter, Delph begins questioning her own freedom. Is her life with Itzy all it seems? And has keeping small and safe truly been her choice all these years? Well, let's go and talk to Eva now. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Eva Verdi, whose fabulous book is called In Bloom. Eva, you have 5 questions in 5 minutes. Are you ready?
Okay. I am ready. I'm ready, Philippa.
You're clasping your hands.
I am.
Don't worry. Oh. Okay. Your first question. Can you describe your book for us in less than 1 minute?
Yes, In Bloom is about 3 generations of imperfect women who need to come together to flourish in their lives and overcome all the obstacles that are holding them back.
Oh my goodness, that was a summary in 10 seconds. Excellent.
Oh, my goodness. It's like I'm a mastermind.
I always find saying to someone, you know, you've got to do it in a minute. It crikey, they really, yes, go well under a minute. So yes, well done. Your next question is, who would In Bloom appeal to?
I think In Bloom would appeal to, gosh, everybody, really. Every person that has struggled, been held back, has lost their way and is looking to sort of rediscover themselves and embrace a second flourishing. I think it speaks to a lot of people. I really do.
Absolutely. Right, your third question. What do you want us to feel as we're reading this book?
Oh, gosh, I think you'll go through every emotion, really, reading this book. There are some really dark moments which I'm sure will hit quite hard. They weren't the most delightful of topics to write about. But I hope that there's enough contrasting joy and enough sense of growth for these three characters that you will be encouraged to read along and sort of have sort of an emerging hope as the story comes to its conclusion.
And there's a poem at the beginning of the book.
Yes.
Grief is a forever binding thing. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
I'm not the best poet. However, sentences and little phrases will come in my head and I'll scribble them down and then off they go. I don't really think much about them. They're just sort of in the backs of notebooks or, you know, on the backs of envelopes. But I thought, I think I could find a bit of purpose. So it's a bit of repurposing of these little thoughts and feelings that I've had that sort of became Nan, the moon, the Nan's sort of her outlet. I sort of used my own little... So they're not the most brilliant of things, but they're deeply heartfelt because they've come from sort of, you know, thoughts that I've had or moments of emotion, and they're just sort of repackaged.
It's so unusual to have a poem at the beginning written by a character in the book. I love it. It's really
different. I'm glad. Because, I wasn't sure, but I'm glad you think it works.
Yes, definitely. Okay, we come to your fourth question. Can you tell us your favourite major and your favourite minor character in the book and why?
My favourite major character would have to be Delphine, the lead, the 42-year-old woman who... I always quite like to write a character sort of at the age and stage and phase that I am at. It's sort of, I don't know, it just makes me feel like I sort of know what I'm talking about in a sense. I can sort of deliver the story in a way that feels authentic. So she's definitely been my favourite to sort of get to know and to write about. But I think my favourite minor character has to be Delph's boss at B&Q, Lynn, the retail robocop. She's just so gobby and fabulous. And sort of, even though we meet her in tiny little sections a couple of times, she really sort of stands out to me. I can picture her in my head. And she's my favourite.
Wonderful. Well, now we come to the final question on this, the fifth question, Eva. And when we talked to you last, we were talking about what biscuit powered the writing of your book. But this time it's about what drink powered the writing of your book. What was your drink of choice?
Depends on the time of day you find me writing. So in the day, it is gallons of tea with the dark chocolate digestives of choice, preferably. But sort of after dinner, it will drift into red wine, which can often lead to, I'm very partial to a scotch. Like all those sort of literary men of old, I'm one of those types. I'll sit there with my scotch and, you know, put the world to rights sort of past about 10:30 at night.
Fantastic. So we're not starting the day with that. We're ending.
Oh, absolutely not. No. Fortunately, it's not what I fancy on waking. So no.
No, brilliant. Well, it's just great to talk to you and hear more about In Bloom. Eva Verdi, thank you so very much.
Thanks. Been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Excellent stuff. So we've had Just Between Us by Adele Parks and In Bloom by Eva Verdi. Those are your books. That's the time. It's Friday. I hope you've got some nice cups of tea and biscuits and books planned for the weekend. And just look after yourselves. And I'll talk to you very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Quick Book Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Mom.
mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.